Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. It is Friday, the 21st of February, 2020. And for today, we are coming to you with some economics news. And for today, we decided that we're going to look at how the local currency, that is the ZAR, the RAND, whatever you want to call it, has been performing so far in 2020. Because some people actually say that the RAND is a good barometer or instant indicator of what's going on in the country, and just a good health check on how the world views us and how the world is viewing one of the more liquid currencies on the continent. To start things off, we are joined on the line by Nolan Wapena. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he is the head of fixed income and investment solutions at investment house Anchor Capital. Nolan, how are you?
Hi, Madiwe. Thanks very much for the introduction. The pronunciation was perfect. I'm very well, thank you.
No, that's fine. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. So can you just give us, I guess, a rundown on how the RAND has been doing in, 2020, perhaps, just giving some background on how it did in 2019?
I can definitely do that. In fact, in order to understand 2020, we must look at where the RAND started. So towards the end of last year, we had a perfect storm of three factors which sort of collided in December, being the United States signing a preliminary trade agreement with the Chinese, and that gave the market a massive sigh of relief, a massive rally for emerging markets. At the same time, Boris Johnson was given the mandate for Brexit, and the worst case scenario was taken off the table, again giving a massive rally for emerging markets as a sigh of relief and massive support to the RAND. And then finally, we've seen the US Fed over the last quarter of last year increasing the size of their balance sheet by buying shorter dated bonds and treasuries. Again, very, very supportive for emerging markets. That meant that from an emerging market perspective, we ended 2020 in a massive bull market. And in fact, you saw significant RAND strength in December, with the RAND ending the year around about 14 RAND to a dollar. Unfortunately, as we then move into 2020, those perfect storm of good factors starts to become a perfect storm of negative factors. And as a result, we've seen the RAND come under pressure for the first few months of 2020. Specifically, we've seen load shedding. It seems to be an ongoing protracted event. Certainly, that's having a massive impact on industry. It's having a massive impact on sentiment. And you can definitely see that it's also having a negative impact on the RAND. Concurrently with that, we've been surprised by a virus, the coronavirus, which is emanating out of China. And that's having two very, very big impacts on the RAND as well. The first impact is that China was closed effectively over their lunar New Year, where they kept people out of factories, out of offices for longer. The Chinese economy pretty much ground to a halt for a while. Bear in mind that China is a massive importer of commodities, of raw materials for their factories, iron ore from South Africa, for example. While factories are closed, consumption is less, and therefore South African exports are less. So you've got a situation where what you would expect is that the coronavirus is going to actually start to show up in our balance of trade numbers, where the demand for a lot of our exports is just less for a period. That's obviously going to have a negative impact on the RAND as we export less. Simultaneously, though, the world financial markets have looked at this, and they've gone into a very big risk-off environment, very big risk-off sentiment. You've seen U.S. Treasuries, the safe haven asset class, rally quite significantly over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Along with this, they've dragged the U.S. dollar a lot stronger, and a strong dollar is pretty negative for emerging markets. So emerging market currencies have come under pressure. External factors, unfortunately, therefore, have turned very negative on us. And what we've seen is the RAND weakened by about 1 RAND to a dollar, 1 RAND 15 right now to a dollar, which is about an 8.5% weakening over 2020.
When it comes to, some of these factors, would you say that These global factors that affect the rand are, I guess, are purely driven by that import-export factor, or is it more like you said right now? You're talking about safe haven assets like U.S. Treasuries rallying over the last 2 to 3 weeks, or would you say that the weakness has more been about broader negative sentiment around emerging markets simply because of that rally on the U.S. side?
The bulk of the weakness, certainly, I would say, comes from the negative sentiment towards emerging markets because of the strong dollar. The dollar strengthened by about 4.5% against the euro year to date. So, you know, you would see a lot of that translate into, you know, the rand weakening by an equivalent, if not slightly more, amount. Additionally, then, bear in mind that, as you said earlier, the rand is one of the most liquid emerging market currencies. Therefore, at a time that people need to hedge against emerging markets, it actually is a lot easier to establish short positions against the rand than it might be against some other currencies. Consequently, we tend to be a lot more volatile. Certainly, it's one of the reasons we're more volatile as a currency pair than some of the other emerging markets. So we feel the risk-off sentiment a lot stronger. I think the balance of payments component of this is something that's more likely to play out over the next while as the exact extent of the slowdown of exports becomes apparent.
And then something else that I'm quite interested as you speak is, but how much do, I guess, local factors play into the exchange? Because as you said, the bulk of the weakness can be attributed to lower sentiment on emerging markets, as a whole. But in terms of local factors, how much do they actually factor into the weakness or any positions that people have on the rand?
It's very difficult to say, and to be fair, it actually changes from time to time. Generally, what we say at Anchor is that global environment probably accounts for 60-70% of what's going on with our currency, and domestic factors account for the other 30%. Admittedly, that's a little bit of a thumbsuck number. Certainly the domestics are very important, but we are part of a global world, and that tends to dominate even when domestics might point one in the other direction.
Okay. Now, and the reason I had asked that question is simply because I think one of the more anticipated events, at least in the markets, is the upcoming budget next week by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. So I wanted to get your thoughts just around if, you know, the currency markets are likely to react in this to what is said in that budget, or whether the global factors will still be, you know, the dominant factor for the rand next week.
Markets have absolutely moved towards a bit of a wait and see as we head into the budget. Many people are saying this is one of the most important budgets that is going to be or will have been produced in South Africa for a long while. And that's really because we are hanging on to our investment grade rating from Moody's by our fingernails. And whether or not we'll finally drop off the precipice, a lot depends on this budget. The market reaction to this has been to gradually price in the risk of a downgrade. It certainly is not fully priced in. And therefore, what we expect is that the market is going to be watching the budget very carefully to see how the minister deals with the risks and particularly deals with the massive fiscal gap that is arising within the public sector, and any attempts to actually narrow the spending demands on government. Market is going to react to this budget quite strongly. So from that perspective, I think the outcome is binary depending on what the minister chooses to do. I think he's got enough flexibility to maintain the investment grade rating if he so chooses. Alternatively, if he's unable to put together that budget and for whatever reason decides you know, to accept the reality that we're no longer investment grade, the market will react incredibly swiftly and strongly to such an event.
Okay. Now, as we come to the end of this particular discussion, I would like to get your thoughts on an outlook, I guess, for the rest of 2020. I guess some of the factors that the currency markets might be looking at. I think coronavirus, as you highlighted, has been a big one over the last month or so. But going ahead, what do you expect to be some of the factors that may influence rand exchange, whether it's oil price? What do you see?
In the near term, it is going to be that 30% South Africa that the markets are focused on. We've discussed the budget. Thereafter, we've got the Moody's announcement, I guess, on the 27th of March. Very, very much domestically focused until then. Beyond that, we think that the coronavirus, while it's going to have a very sharp impact, I mean, people are talking about, you know, GDP in China halving potentially for the first quarter. We do think that it's going to be a very short impact as this is dealt with, and therefore we see, you know, recovery in that risk factor sort of dissipating going forward. Our broad models are saying that a fair value for the rand is probably, you know, a little bit weaker than 14 to a dollar. Let's call it 14.10, 14.15 by year end. However, you know, the risk factors inherent in South Africa, inherent in us hanging on to the investment grade rating by our fingernails, inherent in the nature of our politics, are such that we think the rand will continue to be on the weaker side of fair for the foreseeable future. Globally, we are watching, and I think global factors will probably come back into prominence in the second half of the year, specifically as we get into the US election. That in itself is potentially going to push the rand and potentially strengthen the dollar a bit further. So we are again looking for a slightly weaker than fair rand. What does that mean? Maybe 15, slightly weaker than 15. If you look at the rand over the last 5 years or so, you'll actually see that it's been incredibly volatile. In any given year, the rand probably has a range top to bottom of about 2.50 rand potential movement against the dollar, broadly sideways for the last 5 years. We think a continuation of that trend is the most likely scenario.
Okay, so that's been us talking to Nolan Owapena, who is the head of fixed income and investment solutions at investment house Anchor Capital, giving us a roundup of what's been going on with the rand in 2019. I said 2019, I mean 2020. And he's talking about the fact that at the end of last year, there were a couple of factors that actually came in, such as the US and China easing their tensions a little bit, progress on Brexit together with the US Fed policy that actually got involved in setting up a good bull market for the rand. But that quickly became a basket for disaster by the time that 2020 began. But he's saying that going ahead, they expect at the moment their balance is that they about 60% of what happens in the rand, 60 to 70%, happens because of the global factors, with the balance happening because of local factors. But in the near term, they're seeing that he's saying that we're likely to see reactions coming from what happens locally, particularly the budget next week by the finance minister, together with the Moody's ratings decision in March. And then at the end of the year, the US election is another event that may affect the currency markets. Thank you so much to Nolan. On the other side of this, we continue with our discussion. This is Business Day Spotlight. Welcome back. This is Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. Just before the break, we were talking to Nolan just around the rand update, and especially some of the local factors that are affecting that exchange rate. But right now we want to switch over and get a more global view. And joining us from London is Jamil Ahmad, who is the global head for currency strategy and market research at FXT. Jamil, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Business Day, for having FXTM on. It's really exciting to be here. And I'm looking forward to contributing.
Thank you so much. I think just as a way to enter the conversation, what's been your view just around the progress of the RAND so far in 2020? And what are some of the factors that you think have driven that particular exchange rate? And I guess, especially the global factors.
Yeah, I don't think anybody with a crystal ball at all saw what transpired so far in 2020, which really has been two different factors. You've got the geopolitical tensions with the US and Iran. Thankfully, that did not escalate any worse than what we originally saw in the market. But really, what's driving sentiment now, and it will continue to drive sentiment for at least the first half of 2020, is the coronavirus concerns. And this has had a massive impact on the South African rand and emerging market currencies as a whole. For example, all emerging market currencies tracked against the US dollar as of the beginning of this week since 2020 began. Apart from the Philippine peso, everybody has weakened against the US dollar, but things have got particularly worse for the RAND over the past week or so. Only the currencies of Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, and Brazil have actually performed worse in the world than the South African rand against the US dollar. So you are seeing that impact on the rand currency, specifically because of global health concerns and what impact this virus could really have on the global GDP for this year.
I think the coronavirus, as you said, has been one of those things that wasn't really expected. If people aren't, if the rand is weakening and then you're seeing that it's other currencies are, strengthening, who has been benefiting to the detriment of the South African rand?
Well, generally speaking, this is where the issue is at home for the currency, because even the rand against all other currencies is weakened. The only currency this year that the rand has actually strengthened against, if you look and track against the Bloomberg terminal, it's actually the Brazilian real. And that's been by a marginal distance of 0.8% as of today. So all currencies have strengthened against the rand this year, specifically the US dollar. It's up over 5%. Then you've got the euro and the British pound as well. They've strengthened between 2 and 3% respectively. There's a lot of sensitive news going on right now for the rand. You've got a big week coming up with the Moody's rating, which will be next month, but more specifically the budget statement. But generally speaking, South Africa is such a trade-dependent country. It's such an industrialized nation, as we know, specifically in the African region. And there's just a lot of crossroads. There's a lot of uncertainty over what the reduced global economic productivity, what impact this would have on the South African economy. And if I could just give an example, right now, all of the economies, consider them as being stretched at a line of traffic lights. There's a huge road of traffic lights, always seen as traffic lights. There's no red light for everything stops. There's no green light that everything's okay. But there's amber. So this traffic is very, very slowly moving, and we don't know when things are going to get back to normal. If you look at the most recent news that came out just this morning, that South Korea is reported to have declared a state of emergency because of so many virus episodes really escalating there as well. This shows that it is spreading, which means that the global market sensitivity will get worse, because it's no longer just China and some other nominal cases. We've seen another huge nation now as well reporting a severe amount of cases, and this does need to be looked into.
I'm actually going to ask you a question that we asked our previous guest, just to get your take on this. From where you are, does the rand, I guess, suffer from, specific sentiment to the country as a whole, or is it more contagion around the coronavirus, like what you said, where the whole basket of emerging markets currencies is, suffering from what's going on in China?
It's a bit of both. Specifically, what you see is when local news comes out, it's thick and fast, and that really does cause an impact on the currency. And then generally, the currency consolidates and drives in the same wave of global contagion. The problem now is that you've got a bit of both. You've got weak domestic data. You've got a lot of anxiety over what the budget statement could be next week, and then you've got the Moody's rating next month. At the same time, you've got this global epidemic that's unraveling with so much uncertainty and caution, which is this virus, and it's hit the currency on both sides. If you had to give me a number, I would say that you're looking at 20% of the currency movements domestically driven, which could include local politics or local economic issues. And then the majority of the 80% is on global conditions and global market fluctuations. Right now, you've been hit by both sides.
Okay. That's actually quite scary when you actually think about it. So apart from the coronavirus, what other global factors, because you have highlighted that as the way you guys are seeing it, about 80% of the movements in the rand can be, attributed to what's going on globally. So apart from the coronavirus, what other issues are you guys tracking when it comes to the rand?
South Africa, it's a fascinating currency and it's a fascinating market to track, because when there's a good day and the sun is shining, the rand does very well. But when there's clouds of uncertainty, you have problems with the weather. You don't know whether to carry the umbrella out all the time. And this is one of those moments right now for your currency. Generally, we can't stress enough how important the virus is for the economy, not just in terms of actual domestic data, but also in terms of what it could do to foreign flows in South Africa. And also that it's going to persist. Because this virus has been there for a month, there's been a reduced level of productivity. It looks like this is going to persist. So until this issue really does get given with a solution, this uncertainty and this caution, these umbrellas are going to need to be maintained. Outside of the virus, we look at central bank policy. So this is where the global central banks decide their interest rates. Typically speaking, because of the virus, they're now going to be moving to the virus too. But then you have global trade data. There was optimism, and there is optimism, that US and China are better friends now because of the phase one deal they've met. But the tier one issue is the virus, and it's going to remain that way. There's going to be a lot of virus headlines now impacting the market, impacting the news. You're going to see it a lot and think, why is this impacting the South African currency the way it is? Strictly speaking, it's going to stick this way. So this is a theme that everybody has to get used to, and everything else, any other factor in the market, is going to start taking a sidestep, whether that's the US Federal Reserve, where US interest rates are heading, whether that's other topical issues such as Brexit, which is something I hear a lot in London with my currency. But nothing is going to be entering the shadow right now, which is looming over us, and that's the virus.
That's the virus. And in terms of the virus and the effects that it's having on global markets and specifically the rand, one of the things we always hear about the rand is that it's one of the more liquid emerging market currencies. Do you see that status or that liquidity being challenged in any way because of the coronavirus, or will we merely just see it, I guess, weakening over time and the liquidity remains the same?
I see the liquidity being challenged in the way of market weakness, because there is anxiety, because there is caution, and because the umbrellas are out. Investors do not want to take on emerging market risk right now. That's very clear if you look at it from an FX and a currency perspective. What we also do see is that world stock markets are behaving more positively than they really should to this situation. It was only a couple of days ago that major US stock markets hit new record highs. And you see that based on the Chinese stock market alone, it dropped 12% when the market reopened following the New Year holiday. It actually regained that amount of ground based on 2 weeks, which is obscene. It's really unheard of that the market can recover so quickly based on what is such an uncertain situation. So this only gives one thing in my mind, that the investors are already convinced that central banks will come to the rescue once again. And this is the same thing we saw with the trade epidemic between the US and China last year. Don't worry. Don't have any fear in the market. The central banks will always have our back. The central banks will always be the hero that's going to enter the movie. But at some point, investors know as well, all the central banks are going to do is create asset bubbles. And there's going to be a lot of problems. And when the central banks step back and say, no, there's nothing else that we can do, this is going to cause long-term damage to global debt and a host of other market sentiment catalysts, that this is where we're going to see a sell-off in global financial markets It's really looking inflated. I do not believe that world stock markets can continue to perform the way they are for as long as central banks continue to work. They will. But when central banks put the brakes on, this is where we're going to see a problem. And this is going to create another obstacle for the RAND, because if there is a market sell-off, then the RAND will become even more liquid in terms of a volatile instrument.
And then I guess the last 2 points that I'm interested in to perhaps get your thoughts on is, firstly, earlier on you raised the fact that South Africa is such a trade-dependent economy, which is part of the reason why there's so much volatility in the RAND, because, you know, what happens elsewhere affects us domestically. Has the RAND, I guess, benefited or not from, I guess, some of the fluctuations in commodity prices like gold and the oil price, I guess, in the last year or so?
Yeah, I'm happy you touched on this point, actually. This is where there is a little bit of a silver lining for South African economy, and this will specifically rest in the currency over the coming months. The mining industry should benefit from the higher gold prices. Gold prices touched the highest level since 2013, just yesterday, where gold prices breached that 1600 level against the US dollar. This should help the gold sector and the mining sector, that part of the economy, in GDP readings. We wouldn't see that until probably the end of Q1, and I'm talking about entering Q2, we'll start seeing that support in the economy. But generally speaking, it's the industries such as manufacturing, financial services, tourism. These are the sectors that will be at risk to the virus outbreak and global economic concerns. But the mining industry should really benefit from the support of gold prices. And if this virus does persist into other regions and jurisdictions and markets, then we should see an even stronger gold prices based on that situation, which should also support the mining sector.
Okay, cool. So the last point, just from your thoughts around an outlook for what the RAND might do, say, sneeze, what might happen in the RAND for until the end of the year, and some of the factors that may affect the currency going forward.
Yeah, hypothetically, with this uncertainty persisting over the virus impact, let's say if things get worse and the US dollar gets stronger, then the RAND could really trade to 16. And these will be levels that the RAND hasn't touched since February 2016, if I remember correctly. We do see that situation lead into maybe another 4 or 5% weakness in the South African currency. Again, that's based on global conditions getting worse, which means that more economies, more markets announce intentions to enter states of emergencies and other efforts because of virus concerns. What we also see being another risk for the RAND that isn't quite priced in yet to the degree that it could be is the stronger US dollar. The US dollar is getting very strong to 100. Once it passes 100, there's going to be a lot of temptation, a lot of green lights opening on traders' radars to price in more gains for the US dollar, which is going to cause a lot more concern for emerging markets, for emerging market currencies, for foreign flows. And globally, you're going to see a lot of market weakness against the US dollar. I do also wonder what will happen over the second half of the year once Trump, as he's likely going to do, gets reelected, because we haven't really seen that campaign play out yet, partly because we don't know who's going to be the Democratic opposition. But I do believe that the current US president stands an extremely good chance of being reelected. And once he starts promising or promoting more America First economic policies, economic stimulus, fiscal reforms, the exact same America First and Always pledge that he did in the past campaign, this is going to attract a lot of investors once again to US assets, including the US dollar, including US stock markets. And this is beneficial for the US dollar, of course, the greenback, but it's not going to be good news for the RAND and emerging market currencies such as the ruble, the Turkish lira, the Mexican peso, and a lot of South Asian currencies too, stretching from Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, the Chinese yuan, of course. But for the RAND, this does open up the gates to 16. Hopefully, we see silver linings that the virus is contained. There's a solution. Because if there was a solution, or if this situation didn't really unfold, the RAND should have been traded towards 14, if not 13 this year, because the market was extremely negative on the US dollar. But this curveball that we've been thrown no crystal ball saw this coming. This has created a lot of demand for the US dollar and safe haven assets, which is why the South African rand, its emerging market peers, has been wiped out the way it has been over the past couple of weeks.
Okay, so that's been us on the line with Jameel Ahmad, who is the global head for currency strategy and market research at FXTM, giving us his thoughts on the rand. Progress update. One of the things that he is really highlighting is that the coronavirus has had a major impact on emerging market currencies, particularly the rand, which has weakened against most major currencies, except for a handful that he mentioned in the beginning. And he's also talking about the fact that hypothetically, if the coronavirus is not contained, we might see levels of weakening up to 16 at a time when expectations was that it the rand might strengthen to a 13 or 14 level. But this curveball was the one thing that no one could have predicted, and that is the coronavirus. So thank you so much to him. I think just the one more point is that he's saying that liquidity in the currency might be a bit tough, especially towards the end of the year. The US dollar has been strengthening quite a lot, and if that continues, then that might be to the detriment of the rand. So thank you so much to Jameel for that. Quite a morbid outlook for the rand, just talking to Nolan and to Jameel there. And what I like the most about it is just getting the local perspective, because Nolan is here in South Africa, whereas Jameel is in London. Getting that local and international perspective, and interesting to see how some of the issues that they brought up actually have an overlap. But at the same time, you see that some of the considerations are coming from different places. For example, you see that, you know, Jameel is talking more about, you know, the global factors, coronavirus. He's really quite strong on the coronavirus, something that, you know, other market commentators had actually discounted earlier in the year. But he's saying, guys, this is going to be quite a big factor. Whereas you see Nolan, you know, just talking about the fact that the budget speech next week and what actually comes out of that are going to be quite big, especially as Moody's is set to give its ratings decision in March. So I thought those particular views were fascinating, but morbid because both of them have a weakening as the general sentiment you can just feel is that there's going to be a weakening of the rand by the end of the year. You hear Nolan saying that the rand might stay at this 15 below 15, whereas Jameel is going so far as to say that it might touch the 16 level. So it would be an interesting one to watch. I think right now, at the time of recording, I see that the rand is trading at 15.09 to the US dollar, 19.50 to the British pound, and about 16.28 to the euro. And it would be interesting to see in 6 months' time, simply because the coronavirus specifically being the one curveball that no one predicted, it will be good to see in about 6 months' time what these levels will be at and how much of a factor coronavirus will be in 6 months' time. Will it still be a current issue that we're talking about, or will we now be counting the cost of what happened with the coronavirus? Otherwise, morbid outlook. The rand looks set to weaken a bit further against major currencies, especially on the back of the rally in the US dollar. And with that, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you to everyone who was listening. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gabaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.